The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Too many of us start our weeks with an oh me instead of an amen. I got six good reasons for us not to do that. Also, praying in the name of Jesus. What's the dealio? And after 40 years later, the spoon gets his begats.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Tons of information to give you right off the bat. Let's just say tomorrow I am having my opportunity to have my interview with Pastor Robert Morris, and we're hoping to get everything coordinated. It is going to be of a recorded variety, but we are planning on playing it tomorrow. I'm just letting you know we're supposed to do the whole interview tomorrow. We should get some good time. It should be a really wonderful opportunity. Also, for people that are listening through Facebook, there has been a cord ordered, a cord, that will actually plug into one of the holes in this table, which will actually plug into the Chromebook on the thing, which will give you the sound directly from. Ooh. So we will let you know how that goes. So if you tune in tomorrow and the only thing you see is a little fire and it's all over the desk, it's my fault. Just let you know ahead of time. There are two major days today. Most people know that today is Columbus Day. You'll know that because there won't be any mail, right? Or there won't be any banks open, right? Not that that has any impact on the internet anymore. But just for those that are unaware, some of the cooler facts about Columbus Day. Columbus discovered America in 1492. Remember, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's how you remember. He originally set sail on August 3rd, but had trouble with the ships, so he had to stop at Canary Island for about a month and then went on his way about September 3rd. What were the three – do you remember the three ships? The three ships that you see, you would know this because you're like a pro, right?
No, it's just
– something you know?
Something I remember.
All right, so you remember what they are? Can you remember? Go ahead.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
There you go. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Although everybody says it in that order. I mean, that's how I say it. It's so weird. That is correct. Well, Columbus was an Italian. He could not get funding in Italy, so he turned to the King of Spain. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella provided the funding. He did not technically land on the U.S. mainland. It was more like the Caribbean islands and so on and so forth. For the people that are having the, they didn't think that the earth was, round. They thought it was flat, and so the land ended there, and that's why the Italian government didn't want to give them the funding. Yeah. So anybody that ever read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, knew that the Bible had said all along, God sits over the circle of the earth. And so it was only the people that were stuck in religiosity or churchianity that didn't understand that it was round. But But it was good news that for him, he went forward and got it done. Now, there's a lot of people that object to a Columbus Day. That's okay. This is the day that I object to all those people. So it's kind of a fair thing. Columbus Day is the day that those people mean nothing. So there you go. That'll solve that. But what you don't know about today is the other holiday. Do you know the other holiday? Most people don't even know. I think this is the holiday they should be closing the banks over. It's National Dessert Day. So it's like, come on. So in my house right now is a half-eaten, frozen Reese's chocolate cream pie. And the other half will be mine when I return. Get it? Okay. All right. It's Monday. Monday typically is, for some reason, connected to the blues. It probably has to do with, we go through Saturday, and you kind of start, a lot of people start relaxing Friday night, then Saturday, and then Sunday you get it going. Yesterday we had the wondrous dedication of my grandson at the church in Rockwall. I'm going to talk about that in the fourth segment because the reason I'm going to do that is because I want to share about the importance of that for somebody like myself. And then you get into Monday and people are like, it's Monday. It's my birthday. A little Eeyore stuff going on there. So I'll give you a couple of reasons why you don't have to be all depressed on Monday. Because what I'm going to share with you is not based on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or Friday or Saturday or a Sunday. It's based on any day that ends in Y. That would be every day. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 26. The Lord said to Moses, instruct Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. There are six blessings that come out of this one pronouncement. May the Lord bless us. Now, for those that are looking for that to be the lottery, you're missing it. The blessing of the Lord can simply come from a higher awareness on our level because of his grace that we know he's with us, that he's guiding us, that he's directing us. It could simply be a greater awareness that God is active in our lives. When he feels like he is Mr. Pluto, he's not. And the wonderful thing about that is the blessing of the Lord helps us to understand that he's with us. If you remember, when Jesus was born, he got quite the attention in the angelic realm, but he also got a wonderful new name, Emmanuel, which is God with us. He's not against you, and as I shared with you before, probably about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, I know the Lord spoke to me. It was because it's only happened where he kind of breaks through and he speaks and I have to shut up and I can hear everything he has to say. And he simply said, I am with you more than you are with me. And you think about it, I've thought about that every single day since I've heard that. And you just think about how powerful that is. As much as I think I'm with God, as much as I try to be with God, he is with me more than I am with him. Not in a bad way, in a good way. Where I fail, where I lack, where I don't take God into account or think about God, he doesn't stop thinking about us. That's how you start your Monday, man. Not only does he bless us, he protects us. Do you know how many times he saved you? You think, I don't know. Right. It's so many, you don't even know the number. God blesses us and protects us. He keeps us safe. Safe from Satan, safe from the world, safe from ourselves, safe from things that can happen to us. He's protecting us. It's terrible. I cringe sometimes when I use this example. But I have to do it because it's the only space I have that helps me. And that is my dog, Levi, 75-pound white boxer, 9 years old, not quite as fast as he used to be. Certainly never the intellectual dog. Isn't that nice to say that? Anyway, we don't let him go certain places. Why? To protect him. He doesn't know, but we do. And if we know what we have to do to protect our dog, what do you think God knows in regardings to protect us? Do you think he knows what he's doing? I would say yes and amen. Here's the next thing, the next pronouncement that comes through this. It's protect us, it's bless us, protect us, and smile on us. You know, when you think of somebody you don't like, you might kind of curve your lip up and you think, oh. Or when you think of how Dallas played yesterday, you might think, right? But when God thinks about you, he smiles. Now, who do you think about that makes you smile? Maybe they make you smile. Well, when God thinks of you, that's what he does. Isn't that cool? God, be gracious to us, which is extending grace, which grace, by the way, is unmerited favor. He grants that. He's gracious to us. And really, the gracious part's the generous part. Because the next one has to do with favor. He's generous to us. How generous is he that he answers your prayers and helps you and walks with you and guides you and directs you? Oh, he's nice, man. He's so nice to us. I know it's ridiculous to say, it's bizarre to say God is nice. No, he's nice to us. He shows us his favor. It's easy for if the Lord wanted to show us his wrath, he'd just rip open all of our sins. Let's be honest. He'd just give us this whole list and go, look, there you are. Yuck, what a mess. But the Lord doesn't do that. He could do that. He just doesn't do that. He shows us his favor. There's a lot of times where we want his favor when we want it, how we want it, the way we want it, the methodology of what we want it, all of that. But our insight as to when his favor should be a part of us, not that bright. It's kind of on the thin side. I wish I was that thin. And then the last thing that out of these six pronouncements, so he blesses us, protects us, smiles on us, he's gracious to us, which means he's generous to us, he shows us his favor, and he gives us his peace. Now, it is true that many of us do many things to produce our own peace. We call that medicating. It's a bad idea because, one, it never lasts, and two, it always has this residue that it wounds us, hurts us, affects us, impacts us. But the bottom line is that God grants a peace that passes all understanding, and it keeps our hearts and minds in him. And that peace has no residue of yuck. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. When the Lord blesses you, it's not, well, that went really well. When's the other shoe going to drop? That's not how the Lord blesses people. He blesses people out of his graciousness, out of his generosity, out of his kindness. Those are six. He blesses us, protects us, smiles on us. He's gracious to us. He shows us his favor, and he gives us his peace. For all of those six reasons, instead of Monday being an oh me or a woe is me, Monday should be an amen, because you get to embrace the grace of God all over again, starting afresh. Here we go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know.
And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. I just put a picture on Facebook regarding the dedication of my grandson. And then YouTube, David Spoon Media. Also keep in mind on the website, davidspoonmedia.com, we do take donations and we use that money to advance the show. That's what our goal is to make it as reachable and touchable for people all over as we can. That's what we want to do. I mean, what we want to do is, you know, fall into a little drawer, have $1 trillion in unmarked bills, and then do whatever we want in ministry. But I don't think that's going to happen. It sounds good. I don't think the Lord would like how we would handle that. This segment brought to you by Clint and our very good friends at Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Mr. Restore. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, and other restoration services in Dallas, in Fort Worth, in Denton, in Grapevine, in the entire surrounding areas. Absolutely some of the best people when it comes to any kind of fire and water damage cleanup, any kind of restoration. They have thousands of happy customers. Always a good thing, huh? Emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. Family-owned and operated. They have a AAA rating with the BBB. They work with all insurance companies. You can reach them by going to MrRestore.com. That's MrRestore.com. Their number, 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. They also are connected, actually, Clint's really connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is also linked on our site, as well as the Mr. Restore is linked on our site. You can find out about how they're helping people using the gospel as a pinpoint informational direction, plus physical enhancement for people that have 1, 2, 3, or 4 limbs missing. Wow. That's pretty impressive stuff right there. I think that's really cool stuff. All right. Trivia question. Here we go. Let's see if we can get into the trivia question. So I'm going to give you something specific. And like I said, we're going to do trivia a little different. I want to keep adding into and kind of growing the trivia mentality. So here it is. According to Galatians 1, So if you have your Bible, then you can look. And if you don't have your Bible, you can think about what this might be because you might know it. According to Galatians 1, a Christian should not seek blank from man. What should a Christian not seek from people, from men, from man, from humanity? What should we not seek? It's in Galatians chapter 1. Our number here, 972-445-0770. I want you to think about it because it's in Galatians. Now, there's 1,000 answers you can give scripturally that would be accurate, but I'm looking for the one that's coming out of Galatians 1 specifically. Okay? 972-445-0770. Had to double check. Okay. Okie dokie. Let's get into the teaching, which I think, or the encouragement. Not really a teaching. I don't consider them teachings. I really consider them mixed sermons, but that's just me. Mark chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. I had the privilege of being at a church, a different church 2 weeks ago, and then a different church last week. So I had the chance to go to a couple different churches. And I love pastors who have the right spirit are like the coolest people. You can tell if a pastor's good. You can tell if a pastor's in there for power or really for service. It's just their spirit that comes off there. I don't mind if they preach forcefully. I don't mind if they don't preach forcefully. I don't mind if they teach a certain way. It's just the what they carry, how they carry themselves makes a big difference and a big deal. But I think what takes place, and we talked about this last week, is there is an over-enamoration that takes place on pastors. We're thinking, oh, they must be so close to the Lord. I had a very, very good friend who used to say to me, well, you know, I mean, he used to go to Pastor David Jeremiah's church, and he would say, well, at the judgment, you know, I'm going to be in this one place, and then you got somebody like Pastor David Jeremiah is going to be in this other place. And I'd tell him, no, that's not how that works. Pastor David Jeremiah, great guy, but in his realm, God gave him gifts that he is able to use, and God gave this other person gifts that he's able to use, and the faithfulness does not depend on the size of your audience. Did you hear that? The faithfulness does not. I know in society, fame and public notoriety, it's all like that's how you determine whether a person's successful. That is absolutely false, an absolute lie. If you want to be successful as a Christian, you want to be a successful Christian? Ready? Ready? Do what God says. To obey is better than sacrifice. Can't change it. Not going to change for anybody. Okay? All right. Mark chapter 5, verse 18 through 20. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed kept begging him to be with him. But Jesus would not let him. Instead, he told him, go back to your home, to your own people, and report to them how much the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy on you. So he went out and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and they were all amazed. And what's cool about that passage, by the way, Decapolis is the 10 cities is what that is, okay? Decathlon, that kind of thing, is this guy was demon-possessed. And this guy was a mess. And we've already talked about this passage from the point of view of he, you know, in many churches he would have to go through a witnessing 101, ministry 101, just whatever the church had decided he needed to go through. But that's, of course, not how Jesus did that or many other things. In fact, how Jesus did things was quite contrary to how the modern-day church functions. Jesus told the guy, go out there. And the guy's like, I want to go with you. I want to hang out with you. Excuse me. He wanted to go on Jesus' route. He wanted to hang out with Jesus and go where they were going. You know what Jesus told him? No. Well, you don't understand. Jesus, I want to go with you, with all the disciples, with everybody. Jesus said, no, it's not where I want you to go. Well, the other people get to go there. Right. That's good for the other people. That's not where I want you to go. And that's the thing I believe that many of us miss, and that is the Lord doesn't all want us doing the same thing, going the same place, functioning in the same ministry. If everybody was a kneecap, there'd be no purpose for a foot. If everybody was a foot, there'd be no purpose for a shoulder. Notice I use the different things like shoulders and kneecaps.
It's like,
you know, if everybody was the cheekbone, get it? The idea is for us to be where the Lord wants us to be. That's what makes us successful. That's what makes a Christian a good Christian, a successful Christian, doing what the Lord wants, being where the Lord wants you to be, functioning in what the Lord wants you to function best that you can. And so the guy's like, I want to go with you, Jesus. Jesus goes, no. He said this. He said, instead, he said, you do this. You tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and you tell them how much mercy he's had on you. Well, that doesn't seem like a very titled ministry, does it? Nope. It's just a very powerful ministry advancing the kingdom of God, because all he's doing is telling people his story. What God has done for him and the mercy God has had on him. He's not, probably not teaching, I would venture, he was not teaching a theologically brilliant message. I would kind of get the impression he was just sharing what God had done in his life. I mean, not everybody has got this pro-minister, you know, headband, sweatband on their head. You know, the best ministries come from the simplest, most earnest, most truthful people. The widow woman got more praise than any other giver. She didn't give away much. She gave away a lot that was in her heart. And if you think about it, I mean, if you just kind of consider it, all this person is doing is sharing their story. They're not, it's not even fancy. It's not, I have this sense or this feeling, and maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, I apologize, but I have a sense that, you know, remember, you know, like a Broadway play. Have you ever gone to a Broadway play? Have you ever seen a play or anything? There's production and there's, you know, there's scenes behind it. It's all this stuff to make it like the story, right? I have a feeling the guy didn't tell his story underneath a production light. I think he just told people, this is what the Lord did for me, and this is how much mercy he had on me. And so I'm in my right mind and able to tell you what's going on. And then what was the result of that simple thing? People got touched just by telling, just by regular people, been through a ton of stuff, just telling what God has done. That's it. Nothing else. Shouldn't there be more? No. There should not be more. Just tell people what God has done in your life. That's a ton. That's a ton more than most people are doing. All right, we're going to take our break here and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Their favorite joke is when the guy comes in, he goes golfing and comes into his wife and he just got back from golfing. You know this one, he's sweating everywhere. Oh, this is a classic. He's sweating everywhere and he's really tired. He's like and she's like, what happened? He goes, oh my gosh, it was the worst. It was about the fourth hole and we were playing and all of a sudden, you know, Herb fell over and had a heart attack. She goes, oh my goodness, what did you do? He goes, well, it was hit the ball and pull Herb. Hit the ball and pull Herb.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going to
help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you ever listen online through Facebook or whatever the case may be, we are coordinating it so that you will be able to hear all the sounds that you don't get to hear. You'll be able to hear everything all the way through. There's a lot of sounds when we'll do live reads for some of our clients that you don't get to hear. We're going to get all of that coordinated. We're working on it. We never stop trying. We never stop trying. It's not that we try super hard. We just never stop trying. It's slow and methodical. I think we're like the rabbit. And what is it? The tortoise and the hare? And the tortoise was like, do, 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 do. That's us. Just call us the tortoise. That's all I got. Let's see. A couple things I do want to make sure that you know. Did I tell people about the website? Probably not. DavidSpoonMedia.com. DavidSpoonMedia.com. You can go there, and I got the challenges up there, the link for about 2,400 podcasts, 2,400 hours of podcasts or something like that is up there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. They actually got the number. We had 265,000 downloads in the last 7 years, which I think is good, but we forgot to monetize, and at this point, whatever. We blew that. So it only shows like 165,000, but there's 265,000. We did something. I don't know. They did a reset. Something like that, they said. Anyhow, let me tell you, this segment is brought to you by, in fact, the aforementioned commercial, Jamie Blumenthal. Money, money, money. See, right there, now, if you're listening via the internet or if you're listening via the radio or on the app, you get to hear that. But if you're listening on Facebook, you missed that. So we're going to get that part of it changed. Here it is, Jamie Blumenthal and his lovely wife, Nancy. Jamie will be in the studio on Friday. They are the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Bottom line is they help people make good decisions about retiring. They help people kind of walk through it, make sure the money is as safe as it can be. Don't get the wrong idea. Nobody knows how every element is going to break down except for God. In the process, you do the best you can to make plans. In that process, you do it before the Lord. You lay it before the Lord as wisely as is possible. Jamie and his wife help you make those decisions regarding your retirement funds. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website. RetireTheRightWay.com. You can access it through our website. Also call them at 800-287-1667. They're saying, you know, like they're like catchphrase is plan right, retire right, retire the right way. RetireTheRightWay.com. Okay? Like I said, you'll see Jamie on Friday. That's when you'll see him. Let's go back to our trivia question, which we didn't get an answer to. And I think it's important for us to understand trivia and these type of things. These trivia questions are every once in a while they're strategic, and so I want you to be aware of that. That sometimes I'm thinking about something a day or two ahead that is strategic for some of the trivia. So it kind of gets your brain thinking. So I'm asking this question. According to Galatians chapter 1, a Christian should not seek blank from men. What should we not try and get from people? What should we not live for people versus for the Lord? Okay, leave it right there. The number in the studio hasn't changed, as far as I know. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. According to Galatians 1, a Christian should not seek blank from men. Okay. I want to talk about praying in Jesus' name. I'm not going to go into a super deep thing on it because you don't need to. I will probably... down the road, we'll probably do a whole show on praying in Jesus' name. But I want you to catch something from Numbers chapter 6, verse 27, and then we're going to correlate that into the New Testament praying in Jesus' name. Let's make a couple of understandings right off the bat. Scripture, okay, somebody will say, well, Jesus didn't pray in his name. That is correct. The disciples didn't pray in his name. That's only partly correct. That's correct and incorrect at the same time, because they did come in the name of Jesus. So they came in the name of the Son. This is what you want to know in regards to Numbers 6:27. When Aaron and his sons blessed the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. This is the Old Testament. Did you get that? Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. Typically, when you're offering up a prayer, you are doing it to the Lord, or Aaron was praying over the people, or, you know, his sons were praying over the people, they would do it in the name of the Lord. And that's when the Lord responds. So the Lord from the Old Testament in Numbers all the way here through into the New Testament in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you get to see most specifically, of course, the Gospel of John, that there was the in the name mentality. All right? The idea of praying in somebody's name is basically comes down to this. You are invoking, you are making an appeal to for a confirmation for. When you use somebody's name, you're making an appeal and you're doing it with a confirmation of that name. So you bring it before the Lord and you make it an appeal to the Lord for confirmation through Jesus, okay? It's just a very similar process in the Old Testament and New Testament. John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Jesus is the one who said that. All right, John 16:24, until now you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive and your joy will be complete. So John 15:16, John 16:24, two different verses. People say, well, you can't make a doctrine off of one verse. Okay, there's two verses. So the question comes down to, well, I know, but will prayers get answered if you don't use the name of Jesus? People aren't going to like this answer. Yes. They get answered all the time. People don't understand. Of course they get answered all the time. Somebody who's never been saved, who seeks salvation from God, who calls out to God, is not going to be rejected because they didn't know to use the name of Christ in their prayer. It's absurd. That is absurd. Okay? You got to back up on some of that stuff, okay? The Lord's Prayer, as he's showing that example, does not say to pray in his name. Prayers will definitely get answered not using the name, but that's not the issue. Here's the issue. Why wouldn't we use the name of Jesus? If it's available for believers, why don't we use the name? The biggest question is that. The bigger question isn't the theology of God will answer it, God won't answer it. You don't know all the things God will and won't do. Even if you knew every scripture in perfect context, even if you knew everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, you do not know all that God would do, because the Bible does not contain all that is God. God is way beyond the Bible. Okay? That's the book that was given to us so we can make that connection and start to understand him, not so that we can have every inch of him in our little tiny brains. It's impossible to take the infinite and squeeze it into a brain that's finite. You can't take 60 trillion gallons of ice cream and put it in a cup to hold it all. You get it? I mean, this is just absurdity. That's not the question. The question is, why don't you pray in Jesus' name? In other words, and I don't care how you say it, that's a weird thing altogether. Well, it's got to be formulated. It's got to be said this way. It's got to be done this way. No, it doesn't. You know, I've actually... Right, y'all going to teach this in the future. So I'm going to teach this when I teach on prayer. Some people actually teach and believe that when you pray, you have to put your hands together and have your fingers pointing up. You ever heard that expression? You ever see people praying and they have their hands together? And then there's people along that believe if you're pointing down, you're praying to the devil. Okay, we're not going to sing songs about stupid, because we just don't have the time on this show to do that, and I can pretty much just do that going through cable news. But if you ever get into an accident, some kind of accident, and they put you in a body cast and your hands are pointed down, that means you could never pray. It's so dumb. It's amazing. Here's the key component, okay? Keeping it simple, okay? When you, I only got 2 minutes left. When you pray, there is no reason not to utilize what Jesus said to use, and that was ask in his name. There is no name that is more worthy to make a petition to the Father in than in the name of Jesus. It's impossible. There is no other name by which men get saved. There is no other person who is worthy. There is nothing else. So when you hear people praying in Jesus' name and you don't do it, it's not because they're spiritual and you're not. It's that they are looking at John 15:16 and John 16:24 and saying, okay. And if you're not doing it, it's not the end of the world and things aren't going to shake around and your tires aren't going to fall off your head or fall off your car, fall off your head. Whoops. But why not pray in the name of Jesus? It's just that simple. It's like, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, okay. Why not? It's like, why would you not do it since the Lord brought it to you and gave you permission to do it? So that's the real question, okay? So when you pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Yeah, maybe that just makes sure that your prayer is a better prayer. That's also a good idea. In the sense that it's got to be righteous and holy. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station. Here in Texas, short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Listen to this. So Jesus, in one passage, says, judge not or you will be judged. In another passage, he says, judge ye righteous judgment. That's the King James Version. I like the ye. Judge ye righteous. So there's two different judgments going on here. One's okay, one's not okay. Okay? How does that work? Again, one is a condemnation, the other an observation, an evaluation, and a determination.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Yeah, just doing the one thing. David Spoon Media@gmail.com. Okay? All right. I want to try and get an answer for our trivia question. And I'm actually going to grab my Bible. While I'm talking to you on the air, going to open it up to Galatians, make sure that I didn't make some kind of mistake. I kind of know where I'm heading on it. Let's see. Okay, I think it's there. According to Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, a Christian shouldn't seek what? Am I trying to blank of men or of God? Am I trying to blank men or am I trying to blank men? If I was doing that, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. There you go. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the answer to that. If no answer comes forth, we will, in fact, give the answer at the end of the show. So I want to take the rest of this time. By the way, if you know the answer, you're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. So, yesterday, my granddaughter and my grandson were devoted or dedicated to the Lord. Most people know a baby dedication, in truth and in reality, is a dedication that the parents make to raise the child in a with Christian principles in that child's life. So as much as people want to try and say, you know, this baptism for this child means this or this means this, when a child is 0, 1, 2, 3, not a lot of conscious decision-making going on for that child, which is why most of these things are better understood as dedications, devotions, and most specifically the parents making that commitment in public before the Lord and before mankind to utilize the principles that are available in the framework of faith. In Judges chapter 6, I want to read this portion. This is a very intense portion of Scripture. I want to read this from Judges. It says this. Actually, it's not Judges 6. It's Judges 1, verse 6. When Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel, each went to their inheritance to possess the land. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the territory of his inheritance in the hill country of Ephraim near of Mount Gash. All that generation were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel. This is one of the most depressing elements in Scripture. Israel goes through everything that they went through. Read Exodus. Read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Go through the book of Joshua and then discover that this great commitment that God made to these people and all of the people who were the chosen of the Lord, specially chosen for his plans and his purposes, that an entire generation grew up after these people that didn't know anything about the Lord on how he worked or what he had done for Israel. And you think, how is that possible? And the answer is because they did not, in the prior generation, make the communication the priority, and an entire generation grew up after the generation of the people of Joshua who did not know God or any of the things that God had done. So it's real simple. Who are you going to put that blame on? You going to blame God, or are you going to blame the people that didn't communicate what God did? And so I had the privilege yesterday of watching my son and my daughter-in-law make the commitment before God and before man to raise their child up in the Christian principles, which have to do with the teachings of Christ, not the way the world sees Christ, but the way that Jesus communicates his truth to us through his word and through our relationship. And they made that commitment, and in making that commitment, they said, we are going to communicate to our children the great things that God has done, the great things that he's done in our parents' lives, in their parents' lives, and all the way through all of his works. In our country, we cannot afford for our older generation to fail in communicating to their children what God has done. I fear from time to time that I have failed communicating it to my kids effectively, and then when they go to communicate it to their kids, it's going to have even less effect because they weren't the ones that went through it. And it's like we have a responsibility to pray, to petition, and to inform and to communicate to the generation behind us and the generation behind them and even the generation behind them the great things that God has done. Now, I'll tell you a secret about my own life that'll give you a little bit of insight into me. When I was a Christian, in 16 days, it'll be 41 years ago. In the first year of my Christianity, I prayed a prayer that God would allow my family, my lineage, to be able to carry on the Christian faith. Having the Jewish background, my brother and I, the first two Christians in 5,000 years, that we would be able to carry on that Christian faith through our offspring. and having my son and my daughter-in-law be up there with my grandson and my granddaughter making that commitment was a fulfillment of a 40-year prayer that I would get. It's going to sound so goofy, but it's what happened. All I prayed for was to have something similar to a begat in the Bible. That's all I wanted. I mean, I've got to do a ton of other stuff, and it's been awesome, okay? But all I wanted was David begat, and that person begat, and it would be in the line. So I put a Facebook post up today saying, I'm done. I'm done. I'm probably not done, but I'm just saying I'm done. It's like I did what I got. It took 40 years to get the answer to this prayer. But seeing my son up there with my grandson for that split moment and thinking of myself and then looking at my son, who's better looking than I, but I would never tell him that. And then my grandson is better looking than he is, but I'd tell him that. It was just awesome because it's three generations of Jewish Christians going strong, as long as we make sure to communicate everything that needs to be communicated, that's the key. That's what we need to do for all of our offspring, for all of our family. Our country cannot afford to fail in this. When Israel failed in this, it created a crisis. We can't afford to create our own crisis. That's the last thing we need to be doing. I do want to give an answer to that trivia question. According to Galatians 1, a Christian should not seek approval or praises from men, but from God alone. Once you start living for the audience and not the author, it's over. You got to live for the author, not the audience. It's the only way to walk it right in the faith. You want to check out Facebook and see the post and the little video with my grandchild and my son. It's up there. It's pretty cool. Just type in David Spoon or David Spoon Experience or whatever the case may be. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. We're going to have an awesome week. God bless you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Just as
I am. Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.